Well, it wasn't too long ago, just a few weeks back, when we had a chance to put in our vote for the next potential president of the United States. And I'm asking you again today to vote again. Gary Knowles is asking you, actually. We're going to vote for the best towns in Wisconsin. Gary's a travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and he's the creator of a contest to determine Wisconsin's best towns, and we have 21 categories. The towns have to have a population of less than 15,000 residents, and there's all kinds of information on voting. I already went online and cast my vote.
Well, good for you, Larry. I'm glad to hear you did. You know, and you know, it's funny, reference back to the election, because, you know, the interesting thing is, of course, everybody kind of enjoys discussing the national political election we have going on. But if you want to talk about heated discussions, you can bring up what's the best town in Wisconsin. And everybody's got a great opinion because people have been around the state, and we're just, you know, we're lucky to be loaded with great towns all over the place.
Well, so, that's for sure. And, you came up with 21 categories.
Well, our committee actually boiled it down to 20. We had 21 when we started. You're right about that. But we actually took the two categories of, I think it was skiing and cross-country skiing, and we said they're so much alike that they ended up being one category, and they added a category for the best local original art from local people, the best local artist kind of art. So that category is in there now. But
I remember that category, and I had a tough time actually picking in that particular category. In fact, I had a hard time.
Well, that's
a lot
good.
Of the categories.
You're even arguing with yourself, see, and that's good. I mean, I've got to admit that even after our committee sat down and put them together, I went back on to test out the voting system, and as I went through it again, I've got to say, you know, there's some tough choices in there, but that's good. But and the whole point of this whole thing, we need to keep saying this to people, is not so much, I mean, we're going to choose the best towns, we'll have 20 winners, but really we're going to have lots and lots of winners, because a lot of these places really deserve some kind of an award.
Well, absolutely.
And they certainly deserve to be talked about.
Any of the towns that you have listed, I mean, every one of them is deserving. How did that get determined? We talked about that
We started out, and by the way, thanks to everybody out there who voted. We had, I think we had about 600 people nominating out there, so that was great. Lots of people called in or went to the website and sent us their choices. And then we have a committee that we put together of some of the most experienced and well-traveled writers and authors in the state. And I should thank all those people again, especially First Lady Jessica Doyle, who is one of our people, noted author Martin Hintz from Milwaukee, the freelancer, and everybody will recognize Dennis McCann, of course, for being the former writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who for about 20-some years has been all over the state. Mary Bergin, if you happen to be a little French. Mary is the Rhodes Traveled columnist, whose stuff appears all over the state. Betty Stark, who is a syndicated travel writer, was one of our people. Rick Murphy, who people will recognize.
Old friend of mine.
Yeah, Rick is a familiar voice to radio fans in Wisconsin. Mike Perutka, who is our webmaster and a genius at making these things work, was with us. And I was on the committee as well. And what happened was we took these 600 names, boiled them down into each of the categories, and then sat down and looked at them and took the ones that had lots of votes and took the ones that maybe had been forgotten, and came up with five finalists for each of these categories. So there are 20 categories, five finalists per category, and they're all on, if you want to go vote, by the way, I should probably mention the website. It's wondersofwisconsin.com. And that's wonders, plural, wondersofwisconsin.com. And just go on over. You'll see there's a little link on there. It says vote for the best towns. Click on that, and you'll be voting. we don't have any ID requirement.
But you can only vote once.
That's right. We do have some system safeguards in place. And you can only vote once per email address, as a lot of people have pointed out. I know that in Wisconsin, our people would only vote once because we're all law-abiding. And yet, I see lots of votes coming in for places. It was great. You know, it was like when we did the Wonders of Wisconsin. You know, some people are so determined that they're going to vote for their area that we had people like, and I'll just say the word Plymouth once, but the people in Plymouth voted for themselves in almost every category, including best town on a lake, and they don't have a lake.
So, that's great.
So we've got a good sense of humor out there too, you know. But I hope people will go and vote. And we also have, Larry, a section for comments. It's probably not too early to say that I've had some inquiries from a publisher who, when this is all over, may want to publish a book about Wisconsin's best towns. Mm-hmm. And if we do that, we want comments from people that are really specific to the town that they're voting for if they really feel strongly about it. So there's a place on there for comments, and feel free to leave your comments. Don't write me a whole book. 50 to 100 words will be plenty.
Gary Knowles, our guest, travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, our guest. It's really fun to have him with us as we talk about the voting for the best towns in Wisconsin, those towns of 15,000 residents or less. And you can join in. Maybe you've got a question about the categories, or maybe you've got a town you want to nominate and talk about a little bit, or find out if your town is nominated for anything. We can certainly look that up for you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890. 263-1890. And you can email us too at talk@wpr.org. I should have mentioned that right off the bat. We probably have some callers with us right now. But I tell you what, call us. And here comes some calls. We'll be talking to people here in just a minute. But let's talk about, give us some of the categories so people have an idea of the kinds of categories
sure.
that we had.
We could probably have had 50 categories, Larry, because there's so many neat categories. But among those that we have are the town that can claim the most scenic beauty in the area. You know, the area around the town is really spectacular, and you'd really love it. We have the most beautiful town, which by distinction there is the town that itself, if you go through the place, you just say, wow, this is a beautiful place. And we have other categories like the most distinctive architecture, the place that you're likely to say, wow, we should go back there and see that those buildings again. We have the town with the best art scene, best galleries. We have the best theater and entertainment town, the town with the best festival weekend, the town that's best for dining. And, boy, that generated some discussion. We have the fishing getaway, biking getaway, snowmobiling getaway, boating getaway, best cross-country skiing towns, best town for folk outsider art, and that was one that a lot of people have questions about, best ethnic getaway, the best shopping, the best historic town, the best town on a lake, like we mentioned before. No Plymouth, you're not on there. The best town on a river, and the most romantic town for an adult getaway, and the best town for a family weekend. Now, one person actually wrote in and suggested that they thought that it was all great that we were doing this, but they should have the best town to get away with your lover when your wife doesn't want to know. When you don't want to tell your wife. And we said no.
No.
We're not about that.
You know that the town for most romantic town for an adult getaway, I looked at that list, Bayfield, Chautauqua, Fish Creek, Kohler, and Lake Geneva, and I said, my wife and I have been to every one of those.
You have been to every one of those?
Everyone.
Your wife must be happy.
Well, I don't know if she is or not. Well, I you'll have to ask her.
I hope you took her along with you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did, and we had fun in every one of them. So when I looked at that category, I thought, well, now which one?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a tough call, isn't it? It really is. And especially in that category, we know that, you know, everybody, it kind of depends on your attitude and your situation at the time you're there and lots of other things. But that's what makes it fun is, you know, there are a lot of places that can legitimately say, you know, come here for your great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jackie in Ashland has a question or comment. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I'm from Ashland, originally from Chicago, and I love the small towns in Wisconsin. But I was just wondering if you can lump all of the towns in the Shawangan Bay around Lake Superior together, because I think this is probably one of the most amazing places in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, you know, you're in my opinion, you're right that it is an amazing place, but those towns resist lumping. there.
That's true, and I know they would. Probably would.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, how, you know, you take a Cornucopia and a Ashland and Washburn and Bayfield, and each one of them has got sort of real distinctive things about it that really stand it apart from other places, you know, and, mm-hmm. and make the whole area well worth visiting, of course. But I think that they would object to being lumped.
Well, definitely. What's your vote, Jackie?
Pardon?
What's your vote if you had to pick one in the north?
Well, I'm from Ashland, so I'm going to have to say Ashland. You know, Diamond on the Lake. You got to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ashland really is good. I really enjoy those murals that you folks have put up there.
Yeah,
the murals are
great.
It's really kind of neat. And, you know, and you certainly have one of the best best views of a place on a lake.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, you're qualified for that for sure. Now, Ashland was nominated for something, and I should quickly look through here and see what it was.
We'll find out. In the meantime, tell us what you like best about Ashland, Jackie.
What I like best about Ashland is the diversity of its people, how you have some folks who have been here for generations and generations and remember when it was a logging town. And then you have the folks who, like myself, you know, went up to Northland College and stuck around and really progressive, very environmentally conscious and all about sustainability and making this world a better place. And I think when you cluster up a group of people like that, and if you can get them to work together, then you really have an opportunity for some serious change for our world.
Good things happen.
Yeah. You know, Jackie, you must have been reading right off of the Department of Tourism's new branding platform. Is that right?
No. Well, I'm in my car on my way to work.
Did you, you know, because they just had the tourism conference. I was just over there in Lake Geneva this weekend. And after about 5 months and intensive study, the Department of Tourism has come up with the new branding platform, which really is kind of based on the originality, creativity, passion, and pride of the people of Wisconsin. So when you say that people are the secret, you're just reflecting exactly what they've come up with. So they'll be very happy to hear that.
Great minds think alike, I suppose.
Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot for calling. And you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Felice in Platteville, I believe, is next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. And what's your comment?
I have a question, actually. I was wondering if you were thinking of, in the future, doing Wisconsin's worst town.
Well, there was some discussion about those categories that would be worst or least and things like that. The good thing we decided was there are so many categories we've yet to do that include the word best that probably it won't be a while before we get to the worst.
Okay. Thanks, Felice, for calling. Well, yeah, the worst. I suppose if people would think the worst, it's sort of like the best. You know, you go someplace and you might have one little bad experience with one person or with one area, or the hotel reservation was not there or something, and that sort of turns you off.
And, you know, of course, people are free to gather among themselves and discuss what they think are the worst. We really thought, though, that we wanted to hold up, because there are so many really good towns in Wisconsin, sort of the best of the experiences. And if you've had a worst experience, I doubt that it's in one of these best categories.
Okay.
I hope it wasn't.
Dave in Augusta, it's your turn. There's another town I like, Augusta. Hi. Dave, are you there? We lost Dave?
He must have gone off to find a good town, Larry.
Dave, are you there? Sorry. Steve, is it Steve or is it Dave?
Dave.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm calling from a cell phone. I'd like to nominate Augusta, Wisconsin. We've been up here for about a year. I believe they have over 400 old Amish families up here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of logging that goes on, wooden mills. The downtown is just as quaint as could be. Superior fishing around here. And the Northwoods is only a stone's throw. So,
well, it's a great town. You know, and Wisconsin has, I don't know what the exact number of towns is, but it's in the hundreds. And the nomination period actually is over already, and I was looking at my list, and Augusta is not on it.
Oh.
But for the kind of qualities you're talking about, you may want to consider Cashton, because Cashton, I know, is one of the nominees, and I think it was the best ethnic town, category number 14, where people said a lot of those same kinds of things you were talking about for Cashton. So thanks for the Augusta suggestion, though. It is a good suggestion.
It is a good one. Thanks a lot for calling. Jack in Pipe, your turn. Hi, Jack.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just had a suggestion for the guest, following up on the previous caller. If you do the worst towns, if you just spell it with a U, I think you're all set.
I like that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. If you spell worst towns, W-U-R-S-T.
I love the suggestion. It is good, and I think we'll save that for a future category.
I like that idea.
I think so.
The worst town, and boy, there'd be some.
Well, you know, the Sheboygan people, I know, will argue for sure, you know, yeah. But there are others, too, probably down in Monroe, where they make a lot of that Swiss sausage, mm-hmm. in addition to cheese. And, you know, so there's a lot, I'm sure that we'll have some contenders for that category.
And cheese reminded me that coming up a little bit later on, we'll be talking about the great Wisconsin cheeses as well.
Right.
So we'll be doing that a little bit later on. But right now we're talking the voting, and you should vote for the very best town in Wisconsin, a town of towns of 15,000 residents or fewer. That's the category, and you can go online to, what's that address again?
www.wondersofwisconsin.com.
Wondersofwisconsin.com,
right.
Gary Knowles, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller. Carmen Jackson, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about the best towns in Wisconsin with Gary Knowles. Gary's travel writer, travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. And he's the creator of the contest to determine Wisconsin's best towns in 20 categories. And he went through those categories with us a little bit earlier. But I tell you what, if you have a question about the categories, or maybe you want to extol the virtues of your own town or a town that you have in mind, we certainly welcome your calls at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. And let's go to Sue in Wausau. Sue, hello.
Hi. I travel for a living. I travel extensively throughout the state, and I just have to say every time I go into a small town, I think you can find something you like or dislike about it just depending on your perspective.
Well, I think you're right, Sue, but, you know, isn't it neat how, you know, how there's such a diversity of towns out there? And even though you're right, you know, you can find something to like or dislike. I think there's so much to say for all these little small towns that it really is kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's great. Yes, I love the little town of Montello. I don't know anyone who lives there, but it's just wonderful when you drive in and the waterfall and everything. So
yeah, that's nice. And have you ever been to Osceola?
Oh yes,
They've got a neat little waterfall kind of hidden off the main street there. That's really neat. You know, if you like waterfalls, that's a town for you. You know, I should probably not pick out one over the other, but I mean, there's just so many neat places in this state. You know.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call very much. And the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. And some more callers online. Let's go to Pat in Monticello. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I would like to talk about Monticello as being one of the best places for dining.
Well, very good. As a matter of fact, I think you're nominated for it.
Are we?
Well, let's see. Actually, you're not. You didn't make it. Nope. I spoke too soon. I know you were nominated originally for it, and I know that in the discussion it was brought up. The list of the best towns for dining here include Bayfield, Green Lake, Lake Geneva, New Glarus, and Sister Bay, and probably the number six was Monticello.
So now what's so good about Monticello as a dining place?
Well, if you come to Monticello to eat, you have your choice of just about anything that you would like. We have the M&M Cafe, which is a breakfast and lunch place with wonderful cafe things. We have the Monticello House, which is a supper club and does a fantastic supper club food and fish fry. And then we have the dining room at 209 Main, which is a wonderful well-recognized upscale place to eat with very eclectic, interesting food. So you can find just about anything you want, plus bar burgers at the bars. And
Well, I tell you what, the dining room, you hit the nail on the head there.
No, that's true. I mean, that's the one place I've been to there. And I would have to say, too, that if I were making a list of the best restaurants in Wisconsin, it would certainly be there. I mean, it's on it. And, you know, and I think you make a strong argument. See, and again, we go back to, you know, the reason for doing this is not to eliminate anybody, but to have everybody kind of toss in their ideas and to find out more of them.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. And let's see here. We've got some more callers online. I think Janie in Minnesota is coming up.
Oh, glad to hear from Minnesota people.
Yeah, Janie. Hi to you.
Good. I'm on the road. I'm from Minnesota, driving to Illinois, but I'm in the middle of Wisconsin right now on my way. I'm on 94. And I was wondering if you're saying these small towns that sound wonderful, can you just, when you do it, give us a brief idea of kind of where they are for those of us that aren't Wisconsinites.
they're all over the state there.
I know, but like you said, Augusta, is that in the north part? Is it southeast? Is it?
It's kind of north. It's, the Osseo exit is probably where you'd turn on Highway 27 and go north on Highway 27, you get to Augusta. Are you going south on the interstate?
Well, I'm closer to Milwaukee.
You're at 94, sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to go down. I was just thinking, though, some of these small towns, if you could just say, yes, it's in the northeast, or then
okay.
We could look it up or know whether it's on our way or just an idea.
Well, that's a good point and a good idea. You know, what you need to do is, for one thing, go to travelwisconsin.com.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't already gone there, this is the state's travel website. They've got a whole bunch of really neat books about Wisconsin that are free. And if you just go there to travelwisconsin.com, you can check off on a little checklist all of them you want, and they'll mail them to you for nothing. And one day you'll get a great big package in the mail. And really, and it's wonderful because they do a great job with it, too.
That's a great idea because I'm always driving from Wisconsin to Chicago, from Minneapolis to Chicago.
You've got lots of good places along that route.
Yeah, sounds good.
And be sure to go to our website, thewondersofwisconsin.com, because last year we did a contest to name the Wonders of Wisconsin, and we have on there a list of, I think it was 21 categories we did last year, where we have these incredible wonders of the state that you'll want to stop and see as you're going around, too.
Yeah.
Do you have best golfing town or best golfing area?
Well, I know Larry's got some ideas.
Man, I tell you what. Well, let's see, along 94 or along 90?
Well, 90. Normally I take 90 in from Madison. So it's 94, 90.
Oh,
90.
Man.
Well, you could do worse than Madison for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, Madison's got University Ridge and a lot of good municipal courses and, you know.
There must be 10 courses in the Madison area that I enjoy playing.
Yeah.
So,
okay. And there's a free golf guide that the state has, too, for that matter.
when you go to that website, you'll see the golf guide on it, and that golf guide will list all the courses. And then you can call me and say, which one, do you like that one? And I'll say, yay or nay.
And if you want to go to the ones that really get world-class designation, go over to Kohler, and, you know, you got to play Whistling Straits and Black Wolf Run and the Irish Course and the Meadows, and then go down to near Milwaukee and play Erin Hills. If you play all those, you'll probably have played at least two or three of the top courses in the country.
Yep.
Yeah, my husband has played Whistling Straits. He said he felt like he might have been in Scotland.
I played all the courses at Kohler, and Erin Hills I'll be playing this spring.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
Drive carefully.
Yeah, drive carefully. Thanks for calling. Ken in Eagle River. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, on the Wonders of Wisconsin, I live up here in Eagle River. And is that one of your
Eagle River? Yeah, as a matter of fact, Eagle River is on the list.
And it's nominated more than once.
It's nominated three times. Yeah, it's in three separate categories. I think it's probably, let me just check and see if it's
best,
in the
best
fishing.
Snowmobile.
It's the best snowmobile, best fishing, and one other one that
best town for a boating getaway.
All right, there we go.
Okay, well, on Lake Views, it should be one. We've got the 28 lakes that chain of lakes here that's the largest chain of lakes in the world.
Well, that's right, and I'm glad you know that it's 28. I think they used to claim 26 or something, but it is 20.
A couple, couple more bubbled up, I think.
Yeah, it's Eagle River is a fantastic town, and I mean, I like your annual rendezvous in winter up there, that Klondike celebration and the snowmobile derby, and beautiful in summer. So yeah, you're right; it's a great place.
Yeah, we've got our golf courses as well.
Oh yeah,
and one of the great things is it's got 1,300 lakes located right here in Vilas County alone. And those are only the named lakes. They say there's a good number, approximately 1,300 more that aren't even named. So
you got to be careful not to.
I'm sorry?
You have to be careful not to step in the water then, right?
I think you got to be more of a puddle jumper than anything.
It's a great place.
They say this is God's nature, God's country up here, God's country.
Yeah.
And I believe as a boy, Jesus vacationed here as well.
We'll put that in the book.
Ken, thanks. Thanks a lot for calling. And Eagle River is nominated 3 times. Brian in La Crosse, it's your turn next. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I wish I could vote for La Crosse, but I think we have about 50,000 too many people.
Yeah,
you have to chase some out.
but I'd like to put in my vote for a town about 15 miles away from La Crosse where everybody in La Crosse loves to go, and that is the town of Trumpolo.
Trumpolo is on the list, and it was nominated for... let me see. I should have put it in that in the reverse direction here.
Well, while Gary's looking, what do you like about Trumpolo?
Well, the fact of when you enter downtown Trumpolo, you're just walking into an old-time era. The way the buildings and everything has been restored, the along the river, the railroad tracks, how they've got grass going, the Trumpolo Hotel, where they have bands from all over the United States, famous bands, folk bands, country bands, you name it. They come there during the summer, and they have them like... Every month they have some kind of local or country rock, famous or not famous bands coming on there. And they have bike trails that you can go all the way from La Crosse into Trumpolo. You can see the scenery, the bluffs.
Can I interrupt you for a second? I agree with all of those things. And you're right. It's nominated for the best town on a river. So you're competing, by the way, with, you want to know who your competition is?
Sure.
St. Croix Falls, Gays Mills, Keshena, and Cassville. So, they're all good, great towns. Yeah, start your lobbying effort today, right?
Right.
And go online to wondersofwisconsin.com and cast your vote. Brian, get online and cast your vote.
Yeah,
I
should mention, too, Larry, that, again, we have that free newsletter on there.
Yeah.
It's called Oh Wowie, which people say, well, what kind of a strange name is that for a newsletter? It stands for Oh Wonders of the World email newsletter. And we get it out, 2 or 3 times a month. And because people keep coming up with incredible stuff to do in the state, and we kind of go beyond the state's borders as well. But if you're really interested in sort of staying abreast of wonders in Wisconsin and the whole world, sign up for the free newsletter when you're at the site, too, and we'll let you know what we know, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Brian, for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Let's go to Larry in Hurley next. Larry, hello to you.
Hello there.
Hey, Larry.
From the top of Wisconsin.
Yeah, you guys have that red light snowmobile trail up there or something, don't you?
We have more trails than you can shake a stick at, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We a lot of trails for summertime and the ATVs and wintertime with the snowmobiles. A lot of golf up here in Iron County. And the almost best kept secret is Lake Superior. It's just beautiful all year long. Anytime you go out there, it's different. It's a wonderful place to take your family and sit and stick your toes in the water. Even
now, you're going to try to tell me that Hurley is on Lake Superior?
Well, it's just a few short miles there.
You can see it from here, right?
Well, yeah, if you can get through the snow. It
is a beautiful town.
You've got a golf course there too, haven't you? I think.
Yes. Well, in Montreal, just down the road, there's a wonderful thing on the side of a ski hill.
That's the course I played. Yeah. I was trying to remember. Up on the top of that hill, you can look off over into Michigan if you want to.
Yeah, well, it's up on the Pinocchi Range there. It's very beautiful.
It really is a great town.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call.
Hurley.
Another town. And let's see, who we got next? Goan in Webb Lake? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name right. Hi.
Hi, it's John.
Oh, John. Okay. I'm sorry,
yeah.
John.
Hey, John.
I live in a very, very small town in northwest Wisconsin. It's called Webb Lake, Wisconsin. And I'd like to nominate that. It's a really small town, and there's very, very little to see and less to do.
Well, that says a lot for it.
Well, what you hear sure makes up for it. Okay, thank you, guys.
That's great. Great to hear from you. You know, I think maybe someday, that's a good idea, maybe someday we'll do a best tiny towns in Wisconsin, and we'll do, like, the best under 300 population or something, Larry. You know,
that's not a bad idea, actually.
The best town where there's nothing to do. Like, that's a great call.
But you can hear a lot.
That's right.
I love that. Oh, man. 1-800-642-1234, the number to call. Well, let's see. Let's pick out a couple more here. What about the best festival weekend? Now, this is towns of 15,000 or less. We have to keep that in mind. But
yep.
What have we got there?
Well, we have Iola, which, of course, has
the old car show.
That incredible old car show. Yeah, huge car show. You could hardly pass up Monroe with the Cheese Days down there. And, by the way, this is a Cheese Days year. That's a festival they have every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to remember that it's only the even years when they have the Cheese Festival. Port Washington, they have the world's largest fish fry there. And Port Washington, a beautiful little town over on Lake Michigan. Of course, Stoughton with Setonamai.
Yeah,
and they're a big festival down there. And, of course, how could you pass up Warren's for the Cranberry Festival, right?
And beautiful that time of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's beautiful there.
And, you know, and it's interesting how many of those have to do with food, too, isn't it?
Well, you know, most of our – you think about our festivals.
Oh, yeah.
Food is – But that's pretty high on the list.
But we have everything from the Morel Mushroom Festival to the Pickle Festival to and that's not mentioning the Hamburger Festival. And
is Cumberland still? Is it Cumberland that has the rutabaga? No, is it Rice Lake?
It might be Cumberland.
No, it's Cumberland.
I think it's Cumberland's got the rutabaga festival. Yeah.
So
there aren't many of those in the country.
No, but I like rutabaga.
That's, no, that's right.
And I like Cumberland. Cumberland's a pretty town,
too. It is.
Too.
It is.
Very
yeah.
pretty town. Marcy in Lake Geneva. And there is a town that's been nominated for a few things, I believe. Marcy, Lake, hi.
Yep. Hi. Well, I've got two towns. One of the towns I want to share about is with beautiful Lake Geneva, but also some people aren't familiar. There's a path that you can walk around the lake that is open to the public. I mean, you could walk from Lake Geneva to Williams Bay, which is a leisurely, maybe a four-hour walk, and you're walking along the beautiful lake shore of Geneva Lake, but also you get to see all the beautiful homes and the mansions along the way. And then I also wanted to mention Washington Island.
Oh,
off
yeah.
Off the tip of Door County is another great town.
But, you know, that's good. You know, and Washington Island probably would have wound up on here, but there is no town there. You know, that's
yeah.
true. I mean, there's, you know, there's no town. So, I mean, and we all talked about, you know, when we had our committee meeting, there were a number of people in a number of categories where we said, well, Washington Island, you know. But at least to our knowledge, and we couldn't find that there's a Washington Island town, you know. Although I know there is. There's a settlement.
Yeah.
And I think it's unincorporated.
Well, there's a town of Washington Island because they have a year-round school there. They have a population of almost 750 people and a pretty vibrant community there. So I think they would be shocked to learn that they're not a town.
Well, they are, and it's a great place. And it's also, I think, the only place in the state you can join the Bidders Club out at Nelson's
yes.
Hall out there. And
yes,
I, I'm a member, so that's why I can say it.
Oh, all right, there you go. All right, thank you. Enjoying the program.
Thanks a lot for calling.
You know, she mentioned Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
We should mention Lake Geneva is up for voting in Best Dining Town, the best town for a boating getaway, and
another one too.
I spotted another one there, but I
we
lost
it
at the moment. Yeah, they were nominated in three different places. Yeah.
Oh, so. I know. Most romantic town.
That's right.
For
an adult getaway. That's right.
That's the other one. Well, yeah. Let's go to Mary and O'Connell. See what's on Mary's mind. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How you doing?
Great.
Good. I wanted to nominate the Dockside Restaurant at our marina in Oconto, and it's a great restaurant right on the water and really good food and a big variety of food.
Well, great. We will, you know, we don't have a category for just individual restaurants or anything, but
Also in the town in the summertime, we have the Copper Fest, which is a weekend festival, and it's a lot of fun to come to.
Yeah, no. Well, I like Oconto. Is it in Oconto or Oconto Falls where there's a bed and breakfast that used to be the home of a former governor?
Oh yes, it isn't there. It's now been bought by a private party.
Oh really? So you can't stay there anymore.
You can't. I don't think they would let you.
Well, maybe if you're real nice and knocked on the door.
Yes, but we do have another one called Rose of Sharon, and that's in Oconto, and that's really nice. It's an older Elizabethan type of home, and it has some beautiful rooms in it. And also, they have a tea there on the weekends that you can come and bring friends, and, you know, you have tea and sandwiches. It's very, very nice.
Oh, that does sound good. You know, and a lot of times, you know, I know everybody loves Door County, and rightfully so, but it's sort of like you guys are kind of the other side of Door County, aren't you?
We're the secret.
That's right. That's right. The unknown side
yes,
of yeah.
We like that, but we do have it's just a nice small town.
Great.
And the whole downtown was all redone last two years as far as, you know, new pavement, new street, and it just looks very nice.
You've got a couple of interesting bars there too, as I remember.
Town.
Well, it is Wisconsin after all.
And you've
right?
been to every one of them, haven't you, Mary?
No. Oh, my. Well, good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Oh, my goodness. Steve and Elma. Let's just give Elma a shot here. Hi, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Say, I was wondering about the Twinorama in Cassville, Wisconsin. Is that still going?
Well, you know, I Cassville wasn't nominated for the best festival, but I think
it's a finalist town.
Yeah, it's a finalist. Yeah, but certainly Cassville. I think it still has the Twinorama. I didn't hear it this year, but I'm pretty sure they do. And you know, you're from Alma. Your town was nominated for the most scenic beauty for one of the best towns. So,
you bet. Well, beautiful area.
It's a gorgeous area. And Steve, I thank you very much. And, boy, I wish we had time for more. I know Bayfield, someone's calling about Bayfield, but Bayfield's been nominated for a few different areas.
Yeah, Bayfield was nominated, I think, in, what was it, two or three categories.
Yeah, two or three. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
How do people find out about it? Well, they go to what?
Go to wondersofwisconsin.com, and you can not only vote, but you'll find out about it there. And eventually we'll post the winners there early in May. So maybe we can even talk about them sometime again about who won.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And when
I leave here, I'm going to Bayfield.
Oh, well, have a safe trip, Gary.
Okay, thanks a lot, Larry.
Thanks a lot. Hey, go online. Vote. Go to wondersofwisconsin.com. I've already voted. I put my vote in. And I tell you, I had a hard time doing it. It was very, very difficult to pick from among the five in every category. I had to really think about it and before I cast my vote. Well, once or twice, I just was automatic.
But, yeah.
But I tell you what, I also have a hard time thinking about the best cheeses in Wisconsin, because there are so many of them, and we'll find out some more about them coming up next year. Gary Knowles, our guest right now. Gary is travel writer and travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee and Bayfield. Look out. Here comes Gary.
That's right. I'm on my way.
He's it'll be a little
very
later
soon.
In the day you'll be there. Thanks, Gary. Coming up, though, as I mentioned, we'll talk great Wisconsin cheeses with Heather Porter Engwall, who is Director of National Product Communications for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Maybe you can put your vote in for the best Wisconsin cheese. I'd be pretty hard-pressed to pick the best one. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.